Okay, I hope you still have an appetite because we're talking rice next, specifically rice in Vietnam. Vietnam cranks out a fifth of the world's rice exports each year, but there's a problem. Oceans are rising because of climate change, rising right up into some of Vietnam's richest rice-growing areas. Reporter Christopher Johnson went to find out what that means for farmers in the Mekong River Delta.
It's mid-season here in Sóc Trăng province. The fields are full, and under an easy monsoon wind, the crop rolls like massive emerald sheets. Out here with his rice, that's where Hai Thoc loves to be.
I so much enjoy working this land. Every day, I must come back here 4-5 times a day.
The 63-year-old farmer has been raising rice in this town since he was a boy. His parents did it, his great-grandparents too. Thoc knows his crop.
When the rice gets sick, I'm sad too. I feel sad when the rice gets sick.
Squinting out across his acre-and-a-half plot, Thoc reaches down into the sea of green rice plants and snaps off a long yellow leaf. Something's wrong.
I expect to lose some of the rice plants, to not be able to harvest them at all.
Thoc says salt water's gotten into his fields, where it's harboring disease. He could lose nearly $300 this season, close to half of what he takes home in a year.
We're in Sóc Trăng province. It's one of the poorest provinces in the Mekong Delta. And it's an area, you know, where for the most part, people are really dependent on rice cultivation.
Tim Gorman is a doctoral student researching how climate change is impacting the lives of people in this region. He says a warming planet is making rice farming very hard to sustain. Part of the problem is location. The whole area is veined by channels of the Mekong River. And just a few miles away, there's the South China Sea. That makes this part of the delta ripe for saline intrusion.
There's more and more salt water pushing up little streams and distributaries and also up the main channels of the Mekong River. You know, at times during the dry season, in the winter and the spring, it penetrates for dozens of miles inland.
In an ideal year, a delta farmer would get 3 good rice crops. But with less fresh water around, that's getting harder to do. In 2012, seawater had gone so far inland, there wasn't any fresh water to be found. Thoc and his neighbors, their fields full of green rice plants, had no good choices.
If we used no water, the rice would die. And if we used salty water, the rice would also die. We had to use salty water, and of course the rice died. We just needed 30 more days, and we would have harvested, but it all died.
Some of the farmers' troubles are certainly due to climate change and those rising sea levels. But maybe nobody should be growing rice here in the first place.
So right now where we're standing by this, you know, this beautiful rice field, but 100 years ago, we would have been standing in the middle of basically swamp, like tidal swamp.
It used to be that ocean water would naturally fill this region of the delta for at least some part of the year. It's only been in the last half century, Gorman explains, that the Mekong River Delta has become an intensive rice-growing area. First the French and then the Americans started major irrigation projects here. In some ways, Gorman says, saline intrusion is nature, with the help of a warming planet, undoing what man has built.
The part of it is with climate change is that it makes it increasingly difficult to sustain. The infrastructure that was designed to protect this area from direct saline intrusion from the ocean itself, from the tides itself, is increasingly insufficient because the tides are simply higher.
For now, Gorman says, the state is trying to support and protect the rice sector. In the meantime, what choices do struggling rice farmers have? Barely a handful. One option, shrimp farming. About a dozen workers at this sorting facility are busy tossing locally raised shrimp into blue plastic drums.
Every night we work from 7 to 10 p.m., and we go through 2 to 8 tons of shrimp every day.
Hang Ti Dang helps run the place. She says this used to be a rice town. Now, she's seeing more and more people get into aquaculture.
If we can buy and sell shrimp, it's good for me.
And for shrimp farmers, even a small operation can earn more than 5 times what rice growers like Hai Thoc bring home in a year. But the shrimp business has its problems too. Startup costs are high, losses can be devastating, not to mention all sorts of environmental challenges. That debate doesn't matter much to Tuck. He doesn't have the capital or skill to grow shrimp. He's 63, most of his children have moved away, and he's got grandkids to help look after. So unlike other frustrated rice growers who are switching to shrimp or abandoning their farms altogether, Tuck is staying put.
I'm too old to leave here, and my land is here, so I will stay here to work on my land and let the young generation leave.
And he'll be here, his feet deep in the monsoon clay, watching the changes. I'm Christopher Johnson in the Mekong Delta in South Vietnam.
Christopher Johnson reports for Burn, an energy journal from Sound Vision Productions, with support from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation.